You're listening to The Voyager in association with Turkish Airlines on Monocle 24.
Hello and welcome to The Voyager here on Monocle 24. Monocle's travel show spotlighting outposts of opportunity for business, pleasure and inspiration all around the world. I'm Steve Bloomfield. This week, we head to Casablanca, where your guide is Monocle's correspondent, Navina Couture.
Welcome to Casablanca. I'm Navina Couture, and to me, this is one of the most dynamic and diverse cities in North Africa. Casablanca is not just the largest city in Morocco, but in the entire Maghreb region. It's Morocco's economic powerhouse and biggest port, and home to one of the biggest financial centers in Africa. Casa, as it's referred to locally, and its people have a proud history of entrepreneurship and commerce. About 5 million people from all over the country and the continent now live here. Navigating the city's traffic can be frustrating, and if you're looking for the kind of Disneylandish experience of Moroccan cities like Marrakech and Fez, you might be in the wrong place. Casa was founded and settled by Berbers 700 before Christ. From early on, because of its key position on the Atlantic, it was used as a port by the Phoenicians, the Romans, the Portuguese, the Spanish and the French. After Moroccan independence, Casablanca retained its economic importance. The boom and economic reforms of the last few years are visible everywhere. There's construction on the Corniche for penthouses, brand new bars and cosmopolitan restaurants. In this program, I'll introduce you to some of its architectural gems, places to sample Morocco's cuisine, and tell you where you can retreat to if you need to get away from it all. Let's start downtown. A 10-minute walk from the shiny new train station Casa Voyageur, past Casablanca's sprawling port, is Scala. Behind the sand-coloured fortified walls of the Medina, you'll find an all-day cafe set in a beautiful quiet garden with a fountain. Even the pickiest Moroccan eaters rave about the food here, especially the breakfast. My favourite is mint tea flavoured with pepper. With Osman Solhi, I had a look around the kitchen, where his staff had just started to prepare msemen, a traditional Moroccan pancake.
She's doing what we call msemen. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crepes, Moroccan crepes. Mm-hmm. Then she needs to make it thinner possible. Mm-hmm. We don't do it with the pastry rolls, but with the hand and mm-hmm. oil. Mm-hmm. And it's the way how you work the pat. It's like you're doing a pizza, the same way, but it's working differently. She needs to make it so thinner, then turn it again, and put it back, and then open it. We were, I think, the first restaurant in Casablanca to do sponge for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Because this sponge, you find it only on small shop in Medina where people sit and do it. Mm-hmm. And we were the first that are making it here. Mm-hmm. And after, hotels and other restaurants follow us on this.
So would you say the food is quite sort of traditional?
Everything is traditional in here, La Scala. We do a little bit of modern cuisine, but we keep only working all the time working with Moroccan ingredients. Mm-hmm. So we try to take a recipe and change it to make it less on oil, less on fat. And over here you have the sections of the meat, the brochette. Everything is cooked on the charcoal. Vegetables come from the market here. Mm-hmm. What we do is that we try to work with local buyers and here in La Medina to make work in the economy of La Medina.
Okay.
Here we cook everything as traditional, like we are in home. Here, everything is fresh. We work with fresh products. Nothing is frozen, fish from the sea, because we are next to the port, so we have people that go and buy the fish over there. The meat, we work with the best quality meat, as the goat, we bring it from Essaouira, from the region of Essaouira. They is feeding with argan. The beef is from the region of Beni Mellal. So everything is chosen with the respect of the product. Couscous is only on Friday. We make it only on Friday. We make it in the morning. The vegetables are cooked and the meat and everything is cooked in the morning to be served at lunchtime. So that's why I think people like La Scala. And like you say, if you translate it Casablanca in English, it's White House. So it's the White House of Morocco.
Now, after a breakfast at Scala, you might feel like walking off a few of these pancakes. I suggest you head through the Medina to the lush green Parc de la Ligue Arabe, the city's biggest open space. On the way there, you might stumble across a few antique shops, like Jawad's little shop on Avenue Moulay Hassan Ier.
I'm specialised in objects that date back to the time before independence, like this old radio from the 1940s, or this original Art Deco lamp made of porcelain. My clients are from Morocco, as well as abroad, France, Italy, Germany, sometimes the Gulf. We have an incredible Art Deco heritage here. The thing I love about Casablanca is that it's a real city, with noise, stress and pollution, but it's still a great city to live in. I think it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Casablanca est parmi les villes, les plus grandes villes du monde.
If you're looking for a hotel room and trying to avoid big hotel chains, you might have trouble finding something here. On paper, Casablanca is full of hotels, but booming business means that rooms tend to get booked up very quickly. Boutique hotels are in short supply. But consider Le Doge, on a quiet side street in Casablanca's colonial city centre, close to the business district. The 16 rooms have been renovated with great attention to detail. The decoration pays homage to artists such as Polish painter Tamara de Lampica. Camille Salami and his family took over a year ago, and now they want to offer their clients a different, more sophisticated experience. Camille took me on a little tour.
So we are on the Moulay Premier Boulevard and the Rachidi Boulevard, which are the really old part of Casablanca, the old colonial part and Art Deco era. We have the big Church of Sacré-Cœur, which is just over here, with the Parc de la Libara, like 30 seconds close. With the court and the La Poste, La Place des Pigeons, etc. is like 2 minute walks. And also you have all the headquarters of every big companies, like not even 5 minute distance, and the tram over here. So it's a really mix between, I would say, a corporate positioning, because we are really close to like all the big banks and assurance and everything with which we work a lot.
This is a terrace.
And this is the terrace. There is 4 terraces like that, which are really big.
And it's like a little haven.
Yeah, exactly, because it's behind the building.
Yeah.
So it's really calm. And we tried also to make it really like
It's very
green,
cozy.
And, exactly, really cozy. And and in Casablanca, it's really rare to have places like that, because it's a lot more about huge buildings. And so it's really nice to... that you can enjoy like a time like that with a little sun in Casablanca between the two meetings, or I don't know. Yeah.
In a moment, we'll be looking at the city's striking architectural heritage. But first, here's Monocle's list of 5 things you must do while in Casablanca. If in season, try avocado juice. It's not really a juice, but more like a frothy, thick smoothie made of ripe avocados, sugar and milk, and sold in juice bars all over town. But be warned, it's very filling. Build in some time to check out one of the museums of contemporary art downtown, like the public Villa des Arts or the private Abderrahman Slaoui collection. Head to the waterfront for a visit of the Hassan II Mosque. Dedicated to the father of the current king, the striking building is one of Africa's largest. It's also one of the only mosques that permits non-Muslim visitors into its halls. Don't miss out on spending a few hours in the Khabous neighborhood, a 10-minute taxi ride from the city center. You can have a simple lunch of perfectly seasoned barbecue meat and vegetables, or pick up some delicate almond pastries at Patisserie Benisse, or go for a wander in the covered alleys and buy handicrafts without much haggling or hassle. Remember, the metered red taxis are only allowed to take you around town. In order to get to the airport or travel to another city, use the well-run public transport links, or get a white taxi. Just remember to agree a price before the driver sets off.
Pack your bags, get ready for takeoff, and let Turkish Airlines take you on a journey to more than 270 destinations in over 100 countries around the world, including Casablanca. Turkish flies there daily. With a fleet of more than 285 state-of-the-art aircraft, no destination is too far. Turkish Airlines. Widen your world.
Now, if art decor architecture is your thing, you're definitely in the right place. Casablanca was a hotbed of modern architecture during the first half of the 20th century. In 1917, it became the second city in the world, after New York, to adopt a comprehensive master plan for urban development. At the time, the city was seen and marketed by the French as a French version of Chicago. Walking around you, you will see the remnants, intricate carved friezes, beautiful tile work, and ornate wrought iron balconies. Some of the gems have been restored, like the Villa des Arts, others are a bit derelict. But Casa Memoire, an association of people passionate about the architectural heritage here, are now trying to raise awareness and restore some of the buildings. The president of the association is Rachid Andalusi.
Casablanca est une ville mythique.
Casablanca is a mythical city, a real cradle of modern architecture. The city participated in building modern Morocco. Because we love the city, we got together in a group to defend the repeated destruction of our heritage, save and preserve it. And I think after independence, Morocco was looking for its identity and was in denial of its colonial heritage. But now we've started taking responsibility for it again. Casablanca is a child of the 20th century. It was the beginning of different movements like the Art Nouveau, the Art Deco, and Bauhaus. It was a terrain of experimentation and urbanism and worth being discovered. That's why I applied to UNESCO for our architecture to be considered a World Heritage Site. All the buildings tell a story. I love these buildings. They bridge Morocco and European traditions. Its magnificent facades make anyone feel like they are walking in an open-air museum of urbanism and architecture. There is a tourism industry that's seeking this kind of cultural and intellectual experience. That's why we organize tours to highlight this heritage.
For many people outside North Africa, the first thing that comes to mind when they hear Casablanca is not this buzzing city, but a romantic Hollywood drama. Well, the movie was never filmed here, and Rick's Café Américain, where much of the story takes place, was a pure creation of Hollywood. But Kathy Krieger quit her previous career as a US diplomat in order to open a restaurant that evokes the film and its bygone era. It's called Rick's Café and set in an elegant 1930s townhouse on the edge of the Medina. With its fireplaces made of carved marble and music from the 40s and 50s tinkling in the background, it's a perfect place for a business lunch or if you need to escape and unwind after a hectic day. She told me why she chose to quit diplomacy in order to become a restaurant owner here.
You must remember this.
I spent the 4 years of my assignment traveling back and forth from here to Rabat and also traveling around Morocco, and I really did grow to love the country and the people. And I was still in my assignment and at my desk in the consulate on 9/11. And when I went through the shock of watching that on unfold on television in a place and a part of the world that I thought would probably never be the same again, even though Morocco had nothing to do with the tragic event, I knew that around the world people would kind of class this country along with all the others that might have been implicated in 9/11 as part of the same basket. I thought it over back in 2001, and I thought, if I could resign my post, stay here, and create a Rick's Café, which had never existed, it would really do something to show how Morocco was different. And I also had a little bit of fear of what might be done by the American administration in light of 9/11, and it might reflect badly on the United States. And I thought it might be great to do something that would show the positive side of Americans and the entrepreneurial and risk-taking and optimistic side.
So that's my Casablanca. It's known as a sprawling, slightly hectic city, but there are also plenty of quiet corners, fragrant cuisine, and some great museums to be discovered. It's a place where you can truly feel Moroccan entrepreneurship and ambition. I find being here, its buzz and its people more energizing than many other cities in the region. And I'm sure you'll feel the same. For Monocle, in Casablanca, I'm Navina Couture. As time goes by.
And that's all for this week's edition of The Voyager. My thanks to Navina Couture in Casablanca and Toby Hammond here in London. Next week on the programme, we're heading to Antalya. I hope you can join us then. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Until we board The Voyager again, happy travels.